Mining in Space Part 8. And once that data has been retrieved and analysed, then I suspect the outer spaces known to us will then become common destinations of many more to follow. Of course, it's not as easy as I am portraying here. Asteroids are not known to just stand there waiting for Earthlings to come clean them up. This entire operation will have to be done while travelling alongside the asteroid that will probably be making its own voyage through space at huge speeds per hour. But then, that's what scientists are paid to do. Work out how this can be accomplished in the most efficient manner. Costs will be huge, so it will all depend on who has the most money and whether they are willing to make the risk, with possibly huge profits being the end goal. Why do we have robots now? Their costs of manufacture will be the only costs involved. They are not included in the labour costs of such a venture. The mining experts will most certainly be the first in the foray given their extensive mining experience here upon our Earth. To them, it's not space exploration as such. No, it's just another resource project to them. Whether it be done down here or up there is of no importance to them. They know the Earth will eventually run out of our own natural resources. Therefore, it is only a natural step to go find it somewhere else. If you and I were able to find and own such a thing, and if we were American citizens, then we could have our own asteroid. President Barack Obama made ownership possible when he signed it into law way back in 2015. Of course, President Trump is very likely to rescind that, given half the chance, because of his incessant need to reverse every single thing that President Obama did during his tenure in office. What a huge waste of American taxpayers' money, continuing to go backwards by reversing all the good that the former president and his good wife did, instead of using that money to move forward onto new frontiers and possibilities. And that is the end of Part 8.